Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here on a Friday for a very special show. We're going to try something a little bit different today, and this is a live call-in show because, you know, it's the holiday season. Schedules are busy. Ricky's actually in the air as our normal recording time. So I turn this one over to our listeners. So today, we're talking about our holiday traditions. You know, what do we tend to do across the country? We get calls from all over the country. We hear about having jambalaya for Christmas dinner up in Nebraska. We hear about Mr. Mike Bankhead and his bazooka and fireworks down in South Carolina. We get a call from Virginia, from Williamsburg. It's an amazing show talking about just how different we are and how these traditions are so much fun to carry over the years. We also talk about, you know, some of our favorite gifts from our childhood, from handheld, not really video games, but electronic games, computers, big wheels, the stuff from our childhood that makes stuff fun. I think you're going to enjoy today's call-in show. I know it's not necessarily Disney-related. We talk some Disney in the show, but we'll be back to our normal, you know, selves here in 2019. So today's show, of course, brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to book that amazingly awesome 2019 vacation to a Disney destination, drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free no obligation quote form, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Again, thank you so much for your support of our show and the Magic for Less in 2018. Check them out over at themagicforless.com. And as you're doing that last minute holiday shopping and throughout the year, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. They pay us a small commission and it helps to support the podcast. So thank you again to everybody who supports the show. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Be Our Guest podcast. Hope you're having a great Friday. We're recording this one a little bit early, and we're going to start something different that we've never done here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We're going to have a live call-in show, and we've done that before. We did that for years, every third Sunday of the month, and we love those. We're going to bring those back in 2019. So good news. We're going to go a little bit old school and have call-in shows again, because that's a great way for folks to get in their mini trip reports, and we could talk about the current news and have some more interaction. So I'm excited for that moving into 2019. But one of the things I wanted to do, of course, this weekend is going to be very chaotic. Folks celebrating Christmas, of course, with Christmas Eve on Monday, Christmas Day on Tuesday. My hopes for this show is that you will take this show with you as you travel over the river and through the woods to grandma's house, wherever you happen to go, maybe on an airplane, a bus, a train. Maybe you're just commuting to work. Maybe you're a first responder who has to work over the holidays. Whatever it is, I hope that this show finds you well this most wonderful time of the year. And we're going to share memories of our holiday traditions, our holiday memories, just because I think it's kind of fun to eavesdrop on what other folks remember, maybe from their childhood, traditions that have been passed down from maybe grandma, grandpa, through the years, and just that kind of stuff. And I want to tell you where I got the inspiration for this show is that I listen to many, many other podcasts, and they're not all Disney podcasts. One of the shows I listen to that I really, really enjoy when I need a little touch of nostalgia is called the Atari 2600 Game by Game Podcast. It's by an awesome podcaster named Ferg. So check it out if you're of my age, if you're in your 40s. And you grew up with an Atari 2600. This gentleman is going through each Atari 2600 game, reviewing it, walking through, and then folks write in with their memories of playing that game. And a few years back, about 6 or 7 years ago, Ferg decided to have a Christmas special, a holiday special, where folks called in and wrote in and voicemailed their greatest holiday memories. And I love it because many of those things I celebrated that way. You know, I got some of the same gifts. We had some of the same traditions, but many things we did not have. So It was fun to hear how others, not only here in the Midwest, but, you know, other folks in the United States and people around the world, how we celebrated similarly and differently. And I think this is a fun show for even the kids to listen to. The families can listen to this one together as you're traveling in the car, whatever you're doing. I think it'll be a good time. Maybe you're baking some last-minute cookies. I remember also here in St. Louis, our big radio station was called KMOX, 1120 downtown. And they would always have a Christmas variety type call-in show, AM radio station. In one year, when I was about 10 years old, I remember that I learned how to play Jingle Bells on an electronic Casio keyboard that I got. I probably got it for my birthday because my birthday's in late November. And Jim White, the host, would say, you know, call in and share your talents, you know, play a Christmas carol, what have you. And it was one of the great memories of my childhood. So I'm going to give you some of my memories from my childhood. But what I want to do is open the phone lines and have you call in. We're going to share these with everybody. So again, the phone lines are open. It's 407, that area code that we all know and love as Disney fans, 413-WDW5. That's 407-413-9395. Let me scoot this over here so I can see it so that we can have everything ready to go. And we're going to take your calls here. As soon as we get a caller, we're going to go with this and just call in and share your holiday traditions. It doesn't have to be Disney related, but it can. We have many traditions to go around and see the Christmas trees at the different resorts. That's one of the things that we enjoy. If you saw the pictures from earlier in the week when I was talking about doing this show, we went around, we got the Pop Century tree, we walked over to Art of Animation. I love Art of Animation's Christmas tree. It's kind of that white, almost silvery tree that a lot of folks had in the 70s and, you know, maybe early 80s, you still had one. So that's kind of a tradition for us. But we have so many traditions here in the Rahlman household, but I want to hear yours. So again, give us a call, 407-413-9395. Phone lines are wide open. Help me out here. Let's get rolling. Who is going to be first? One of the things also, too, I want to talk about as we go through today's show is that many of these traditions you can't do anymore. You know, some of them you can, but some of them you can't. One of the traditions that I had growing up with my grandparents here, we all lived in the same town in North St. Louis County, is that my grandparents would always take us to a place called Jamestown Mall, which was our big, you know, it was the place to go when I was a kid. It was the mall to go to. Of course, it had all the department stores, Sears, JCPenney's, Sticks Baron Fuller. It was just a place at KB Toys, you know, a place where they had a sporting goods store called Casey's. It was the awesome mall. So we'd go there. But at the holidays, they would really deck out the mall. And in the center of the mall, where you would walk from store to store, they would put up scenes of like reindeer with cottony snow on the ground. The reindeer would move, almost, you know, not audio animatronics, nothing like Disney, but they would kind of, their heads would go up and down. Rudolph's nose would glow. And man, I still remember that to this day. And I so wish I could take my kids to see that. But unfortunately, like many, many things, that mall is not really around anymore. It's still, the building's still there, but the mall has been closed. It's going to get tore down here in the next year, and they're going to put something in its place. So it's kind of sad, but, you know, I wish I could go back there. That's one of the greatest traditions I had. We'd go to the mall. We'd go through KB, kind of look at the toys, you know, tell grandma and grandpa what we're interested in. For me, it was usually video games or board games. I wasn't really like a models person or anything like that, but, it was just fun because there was Christmas music playing in the mall. Santa, of course, was there. They really decked out the mall with holly, and it just looked beautiful. So that's one of my traditions that I wish I could go through from back in the day that's not there anymore. We don't have a lot of good, we still have a few malls, but they're more mega malls, and they don't decorate for Christmas like they used to. So kind of a shame. So here's one of my memories. Now I want to hear yours. Again, give me a call right now, 407-413-9395. And if you have a comment, you can put it in the chat as well. We got lots of folks watching on Facebook. And Chip says, I can't call today. Two kids and wife's out shopping. Totally understand that. I know where you've been. He says, mine was as a kid getting new PJs and going to my grandma's house Christmas Eve and watching for Santa. Grandma is 98. My kids are getting to do it this year for the first time. How cool is that? That is awesome when you get to go through that. Also, Grandma just got back from an 18-day cruise and is planning one for next year at 99 years old. I'm going to be just like your grandma, Chip. That is awesome. I love hearing that because that's, you know what? my daughters have the same tradition because their grandma, my wife's mom, gets all the grandkids matching pajamas. It was more of a thing when they were a little bit younger, but they always have. We just looked at the pictures yesterday. A couple years ago, all the girls had Frozen pajamas. All the guys had SpongeBob SquarePants. So, it was funny because they make great pictures, and it is a tradition, and that's one that can carry on even today. I love that. All right, thanks for sharing, Chip. I really, really appreciate that. Give us a call, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Phone lines are wide open. We had tons of calls the other night for the Marathon Weekend 2019 preview show, and I appreciate that for everybody that took the time to watch live as we recorded that, and also for folks that caught that, maybe the replay on the Facebook page. And, of course, that show will be coming out on the feed here a week from today to get everybody excited for Marathon Weekend 2019 and everything that we're going to be looking forward to with all the challenges, half marathon, full marathon, 5 and 10Ks, expo, just staying at our resorts, good meals, good friends. It's going to be fun. All right, so share your Christmas memories. Here we go. We got the first caller. Thank you. Let's get this one in, and let's see who's joining us. Hey, who's on the line?
Hi, it's Alfred from West Paterson, New York.
Hey, Alfred, thank you so much for calling. I love you, man. I needed somebody to call. Sure. I appreciate it. How you doing tonight?
I've actually had a rough weekend, but I just thought that, and I'm going to miss it this year. Every year I come to Disney World for New Year's, and it's the most magical time of the year to be there. So that's my own personal tradition, is to come down there and explore the holiday.
It is.
Decor and everything.
My wife and I were having this conversation where I think this is going to be our first New Year's Eve in the last three or four that we're not at Walt Disney World. And it's kind of a shame, but we're going to the football team. They're playing in a bowl game on New Year's Eve, so we're going there to Memphis. But tell our listeners, what do you enjoy most about being there, you know, over the holidays and especially for New Year's Eve? That's kind of a fun time to visit.
Oh, it's just being with all those people you don't know, of course, and just the excitement and the awe of it all. And then to see kids, you know, just basically going crazy.
Do you go to Epcot for New Year's Eve for the fireworks?
Oh, I love, I usually go to Epcot for New Year's Eve, and it's just unbelievable. And I never tell anyone what it's like. I just say it's amazing and you have to see it for yourself.
Oh,
I don't want to ruin it.
That's true. You know what? That's thoughtful, because you're right. I mean, the fun of these kind of things is in the discovery on your own. I totally appreciate that. Now, where do you tend to watch the fireworks on New Year's Eve? Because, you know, with Illuminations, you can really watch it anywhere around the World Showcase Lagoon. But for New Year's Eve, I invest more time. I want to get a good spot because it's so special.
I try to stay as close to the start of World Showcase.
Nice.
As possible.
We're usually either in Japan
because
or Italy.
When it's over, I like to run.
Does it matter, though? You're ahead of... Yeah, well, I guess it probably does.
No.
You're ahead of... But you're.
It does.
It
means an hour for the bus, or it means 3 hours.
That's true.
For the bus.
That is true. Yeah. You got to pack your patience. Well, Alfred, hey, thank you so much for the call. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. And thank
Same
you so
to
much.
You.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good one.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, and that's how it works, guys. Nobody's biting. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. New Year's Eve at Walt Disney World. There is nothing like it. You got to pack your patience, though, because it's a nut house, but it's always fun. So Vicky says, one of our newest memories is our family Christmas parties. Our whole family gets together and eats, plays Christmas Minute to Win It style games, and the best part, we divide up in teams and go on a Christmas light scavenger hunt. Never done that. I love this, though. Maybe somebody will get this idea and do that this weekend. See, winning team gets bragging rights till next year. It's so many great memories and lots of laughter. I love that. Now, you'd have to be, I think, Vicky, where are you from? I forget. Vicky can let us know in the chat where she's from. Christmas light scavenger hunt, probably somewhere where it's not super cold, but you can do that one in the snow. I mean, Christmas is all about the snow. All right, so Alfred called in. We appreciate that very, very much, and it's just fun. I love this. 407-413-9395. I see lots of friendly faces in the chat room, so give us a call. Come on. We want to hear your Christmas memories and share those. So for us too, another one that we had growing up, you know, I mentioned my grandma and my grandpa, and this was my grandma and grandpa Rallman. We always, as a big family, like the memories that stick with me are that we would celebrate, you know, opening a lot of gifts on Christmas Eve afternoon and evening. So, of course, Santa came on Christmas morning at our own house. We get together with my cousins, my aunt and uncle. You know, there'd be like 20 of us at grandma's house, and they lived about 5 minutes from us in the same town. And we'd go over there, and, you know, the rule was, like, you had to have dinner before you could open the gifts. And, of course, all the gifts were under the tree. For all the grandkids, it was myself, my sister, and my two cousins, Chris and Derek. They're both just a little bit younger than me. So you can imagine how many toys were under the tree. We had my grandpa's Lionel train, which I have now been, I have the train now from the 1950s. It's awesome. It's a full two train set, which I'm trying to get running. But, you know, you just had this scene out of, you know, just like the Sears wish book under the tree, all the presents, the train, the Christmas trees. My grandma, this is one of the things I'm trying to get to. She had one of those ceramic Christmas trees with the light up bulbs that are like all the new hotness. I want to get one of those because I still remember that. And that every time I see one, it makes me think of grandma. But yeah, we'd all get over there. We'd have to wait and eat lunch. You know, it was like early lunch, late lunch, early dinner kind of thing. And then once everybody finished, before we had dessert, we'd open gifts. And I'm telling you, it was crazy at grandma's house when all four of the grandkids and everybody else opened gifts. Of course, then, you know, you wanted to play with your stuff. And if you got something that had a million parts, you break it out. Parents would yell at you because, oh, don't get this out yet because we'll just take it home. You can play with it when you get home. Of course, we'd always open it and have a good time. One of the best gifts I ever remember, though, and that's one of the things I want you to call in, too, for this show. Give us a holler and let us know your favorite gift from your childhood. That'll kind of really kind of point things out. And this is kind of strange. I still remember this picture with my older cousin, Chris, who's a year younger than me because I didn't have a brother. So he's about as close to a brother as I had. We got one year. Now, you got to picture this. I got to find this photo. I haven't seen it in years. We both got matching St. Louis football Cardinals jumpsuits, like warm-up suits, with the Cardinal red, that kind of darker red the St. Louis football Cardinals had, with the Cardinal little logo on the chest, the pants that matched. And then my grandpa, who was super creative, he was a construction worker, he could make anything. He made us both little utility belts, you know, that held like nails in one pocket, and, you know, you could hang your hammer with a little mini hammer. It had all the tools, tool belt. I just remember Chris and I standing there in our St. Louis football Cardinal warm-up suits with our utility belt on, our hammer on one side, a tape measure on the other, some nails in the pouch. Man, we were ready to go to work. I don't know if we're going to go play football or build a house, but it was like the greatest thing because Grandpa made that for us. So those are the kind of memories that I remember. You know, it's so funny because looking back, you know, I was trying to think. I remember getting an Atari from Santa. One of my best gifts ever was a Commodore 64, which was awesome. Because then I ran a BBS for years and years, and it kind of got all this started for me way back in the day. But it's those gifts that were really thoughtful from other family members. One of the things I, too, remember is it was a tradition of, for our family, Grandma and Grandpa would get my mom and dad and my aunt and uncle, so my dad's brother and his wife, we would get a big box of just stuff you needed around the house. Because in the wintertime, my dad was a construction worker too. And times were a little tough. He didn't work a lot in the wintertime. So they'd always get us a box of like laundry detergent and all kinds of stuff, you know, dry goods, toilet paper. And it was like stupid when you're a kid. But looking back, great gift. All right, let me get this next call in here. Hey, who's joining us? Thanks for calling in.
I wrapped up the show the other night, so I figured I'd help kick it off tonight. My bank head here, buddy.
You know what? I'm getting ready to start calling people, not have you call me. I'm going to go down the line and call you because I know your numbers.
I see the drip of sweat coming off. What if I do a call-in show and nobody calls?
Well,
could
I have picked a busier time of the year? You know, I wanted to try something new, like I like doing, because I'm picturing this as something people can take with them as you, you know, travel as a family to all your holiday get-togethers. And I don't know, maybe this is going to be a bomb, but I'm going to give it a try.
Well, you know, the Steelers and the Patriots are playing and it's coming down to Brady with a field, driving down the field in the last minute. Could pick the worst.
The way I look at it, there's no college football on tonight, so what do I have to do? You know,
I'm right here. And who's calling you, brother? Who's calling?
That's right. The good stuff's coming up in a week or two. There you go.
And we've got a trip to Dallas planned.
Nice.
So right there with you.
So
before our Disney trip.
Oh, man, it's going to be so fun. So, Mike, tell me some of the stuff like that you remember from Christmas seasons gone past. Because to me, it's family and it's, you know, right now for me, it's loved ones no longer with, you know, because when you're younger, right. You just don't think that's going to happen. You know, I think, you know, 40 years from now, we'll still be at grandma's house and, you know, grandpa will still be in that chair, you know, saying, give me your, you know, he always held the trash bag and we always had to throw him the wrapping paper. And of course, somebody would, of course, drill grandpa with wrapping paper and he'd want to kill us, you know, as kids. You know, it was that kind of stuff that you thought would continue forever, but you have to embrace it while it's there, man, because I would do anything to go back for one more Christmas Eve like that.
Well, mine was, I started the rule in our house that everybody had, my two sisters, you know my sisters, mm-hmm. we had to wait till everybody's up before we go find Santa, because me being the early riser I was, I got up about 3:30, 4 o'clock one Christmas morning, ran in there and started ripping into everything and got a bazooka out that I received, which would be probably not on sale today, but it shot rockets across, and I'm in there in the living room shooting rockets at 3:30 in the morning, and Dad comes in, I'm sitting in the middle of the present place like, what are you doing? I was like, Santa, he's been here. So I kind of started that tradition that we all had to be awake, and I had to wake my sisters up. But one of my favorite memories is Dad, who's gone on to that. My mother's parents live right beside us, so his in-laws, every year, you know, us in South Carolina, we got a lot of Disney, and we like our fireworks around here. So we would get fireworks for Christmas, and he would always get one of our packs of firecrackers and go up to my grandmother and grandfather's house next door and throw a pack of firecrackers in their carport every Christmas morning and wake them up to tell them to come on down to the house for opening gifts.
I have never, see, that's why I love this stuff. I have never heard of fireworks for, you know, associated with Christmas. That's something we don't do here in the Midwest.
South Carolina thing, you know, south of the border, man. Fireworks. Come on down. We got them. We blow stuff up.
I do like watching, you know, my live PD on Friday and Saturday nights. And I'll tell you what, the Richland County is always my favorite. When they're going to Richland County, something good's getting ready to happen. I know that.
I'm just going to say that is Columbia, South Carolina. I'll just leave that hanging right there.
That's what I always say. I always tell Pam, I say, you know what? That's not Clemson. That's South Carolina Gamecock country.
That's Gamecock territory for all my friends out there.
That's absolutely right.
But you know,
right.
Pam's watching upstairs. So I've asked her to come on down and join you. And you know the odds of that happening. I told her she could make a Christmas gift for you.
Hey, Mike, I've begged her many, many times. Because I have, you know, I have a visitor microphone right here in the studio. It's all set up. You just slide it on. I mean, it's like guys wearing Monday Night Football. It's a nice one, you know, and just come and talk with us, but she won't.
And I'm not Pam.
But I love her because she lets me do it. So you know what? I can't complain.
Same with Leanne. She abides with my Disney addiction and all my lizard stuff, and just, of course, she's embraced our family too. We were looking forward to the cruise. That's a new tradition. We can call that a Christmas gift, but the Bear Gift Highcast cruise where we all get together and it's just a special time, special friends and special family, and that's really what it's all about.
It is all about family. That's kind of what I hope this show, you know, when we wrap it up here at the end, is that, you know, it's not really about the tangible stuff, even though it's kind of fun to look back as somebody who, you know, I listen to some podcasts about, you know, retro video games and just retro movies and stuff like that, you know, stuff from the 70s and 80s and so forth. And it's fun to look back and say, oh, I remember that Evel Knievel stunt set, you know, because like, oh, I wish I had that, you know. But in the end, like I said, you know, if I could go back and have grandpa sitting in, I still know that chair because we don't even have that house anymore. My grandpa or my dad sold my grandparents' house this past year because grandma had passed on a few years back and we'd rented it out. So it's finally not in the family. Like this is the first year I can't really go there. And, you know, but I always have the memory, but man, what I wouldn't give to have one more Christmas around their tree. You know, that was just amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome memories. And by the same token, we're making those memories with our families now. They'll be talking about in 20, 30, 40 years. Yeah.
That's scary to think about that. You know, it's like, you know, we were the ones who were just kind of taking it all in. Now we're the ones that are kind of, deterministic on what our kids are going to remember. Oh my gosh, help me.
Scary, isn't it?
That is. Well, Mike, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and we'll see you very soon, because as we record, the night we're recording this podcast, Marathon Weekend will be over in 4 weeks. Can you believe that? That's crazy.
Love it.
All right, well, you have a good one, and tell everybody we're thinking of them.
See you real soon.
All right, see you real soon, buddy. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. All right, Mr. Mike Bankhead, captain of the Be Our Guest podcast. Lizards, one of my greatest friends in the world, sharing Christmas traditions with us. And, of course, Mike with his bazooka. Never would have guessed. I love this stuff. Okay, Spencer in the chat says, we play a dollar game where you buy a $1 gag gift and you wrap them up and put them in the middle of everyone. Everyone draws a number, and when your number is called, you take a gift from the middle, or you can steal another person's gift. When yours is stolen, you can take one from the pile or steal someone else's gift. It's great fun. You know what, Spencer? We did that at my old school at Probe, the gifted center where I taught there. We always did that. My best gift. I got to share my best gift. Because you try to buy the stupidest thing you could find throughout the year. So that was like, you know, of course, I was always the prankster on staff. I'd always try to mess with everybody. The one gift I got that I did not want to give up, and I still have it on the high, I don't know how I arranged to keep it. It was a reindeer. I'm trying to describe this. It was kind of like a Pez dispenser reindeer, but it, instead of a Pez dispenser, how little candies would come out of their mouth if you tilted it back just right. This reindeer shot out gum out of its butt. It kind of pooped gum. It was really weird, but it was really cool. So I have it somewhere. So of course, yeah, that was a fun gift there. And let's see, Kara Hughes says, we started a family tradition about 3 years ago where my husband, myself, and our two boys get to choose a new Disney Christmas tree decoration. It's a great excuse to buy at least 4 new decorations each year. Eventually, our tree will just be a Diz tree. Although this year, I think we ended up with about 8 new decorations thanks to an extra visit to the world back in October. So let me ask you that. Do you have any, what Disney decorations do you have around your house? I will say that, my Christmas tree has tons of ornaments now from the VR Guest Podcast Ornament Exchange over the past, I think we've been doing that for 9 years. So I've got lots of, I have a palm tree. I think that's from George with Christmas lights on it. I've got singing lizards. I've got Santa riding on a space shuttle from, I think that's Michelle down in Florida. Over the years, you know, I've just got these awesome, awesome ornaments because they've come from friends around the world. I've got a Yoda from somebody one of the years. I'm just trying to think because I don't have the tree here, but oh, so many great memories. And it's because of this podcast. You know, I love that because we truly are a family. So give us a call, 407-413-9395. Let me open that phone line right back open for everybody. 407-413-9395. Give us a call, please, and we will talk about holiday traditions. One of the things too that I was hoping we could talk about today is that, you know, what is that one gift from your childhood? You know, when you were younger, and this is going to vary because, you know, I know we have a lot of younger listeners. We have a lot of listeners that are of my age, Generation X. You know, what was that big gift? Sorry about that. Let's get this call in here. But you got to hear the ringy soundy. I hate that ringy soundy. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Wade from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Wade, thanks for calling in, bud. I appreciate it. Hope you're having a great night.
Yeah, you bet. Fantastic night. I actually got Nebraska-Oklahoma State, an old Big 8 basketball game on TV on mute. So they're playing tonight, so it's kind of fun to think back of those old days.
Yeah, man, those were the days, boy. You know, for Mizzou, we didn't have a lot of success in those days, so I'm very much SEC now because we've had more success in 7 or 8 years there than we had probably in my whole lifetime in the Big 8, Big 12. So I can't really look back on that too fondly.
That's probably true. Although basketball, Mizzou's always been kind of tough, even back in the Big 8 days.
We did have some nice Norm Stewart clashes. Yeah, those were fun. We loved those.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I've got one memory that I was thinking about here. It's kind of funny, I guess. In 2003 is the first time we took our kids to Disney World, and we got back on Christmas Eve. And we got back on Christmas Eve, and of course, whenever you get back from a week-long, you know, Disney vacation, you have nothing to eat in the house.
Yes.
And so we looked in the pantry, and we had jambalaya, we had some sausage and cornbread mix. And so we put together jambalaya and cornbread on Christmas Eve. And that has now been our Christmas Eve dinner for the past, it'll be 15 years this year. So we stick with the jambalaya on Christmas Eve because of that, because we got back late on Christmas Eve from Disney World.
You know what? I might say that you guys are the only folks in the entire gigantic state of Nebraska that probably have jambalaya for Christmas.
It could be, actually. I thought about that often. And we invite my mother over. She's like, having jambalaya again? I'm like, well, it's a tradition. You know, it's something we did. And so, hey, why not stick with a good thing?
You know,
our kids still like it. So,
and that's the thing is, like, your kids will remember that. And they'll have, you know, it's like you told the origin story here today, you know, because, you know, sometimes we have these traditions and they're fun and they're stuff that we want to hold on to. But, you know, some of these things in our family that we do, I don't really know why we do them. They're kind of oddball, but, you know, to me, we do them because we do them. We always did. I don't know. You know, it's just like, it's a ramen thing, which is, you know, we got a lot of weird things that we do, so.
I'm right there with you. Like I said, I'm sure, you know, 15, 20 years down the road, my kids will be making jambalaya for their kids. They'll be like, how did this start? It's like, well, we got back and didn't have anything to eat but this. Nice. Didn't want to go to the grocery store. I don't think the grocery store was open at, you know, 8:30 on Christmas Eve in the evening. But so anyway,
yeah. And too, when you get home from Walt Disney World, at least this is how I am. And of course, you know, I have a high metabolism. But when I get home from Walt Disney World, I'm hungry like every 2 hours because I eat so much when I'm there, and I'm always eating good stuff too.
That's true. That's exactly right. Yeah, I think we were starving. It's like, well, what do we do? So, anyway, Christmas Eve, jambalaya.
Now, so let me ask you one other thing, Wade. So looking back on your childhood, what's one of the gifts that would take us back down memory lane that you remember getting that was something that sticks out?
Oh, a big wheel. Absolutely.
Yes!
It was always, at my grandparents' house, we'd open the presents on Christmas Eve with my cousins, two cousins and aunt and uncle. And at one point I had three great grandparents. So anyway, they were all there, but we'd always open the pajamas, the clothing, the socks. And then it was time for, as we called, the big ones. And my dad, my uncle, and my grandfather would go out to the garage and they'd bring in the big presents. It was the big wheels, the flying turtles, you know, the other things like that you couldn't wrap or put under the tree. So I remember the big wheels and, my brother and my cousin and I, we'd be tearing around in those in the house on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, see, my grandparents' house, that speaking of, like, they had a complete circuit. Like, you know, you could go through the utility room, through the hallway by the bedrooms, go through the family room, like, in the kitchen. So you could do, it always caused trouble because we could run in a complete circle and chase each other. You know, that was, we couldn't do that at our house. Our house was too small, but it made a full circle. I remember, speaking of the big wheel, two things I remember getting. When I was really little, I remember getting the sit and spin. Remember those things? Like you'd sit there and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. But speaking of big wheels, one year, I was like the boss of my street. I got a green machine. Do you remember the green machine? It had like the two sticks on the side, two wheels in the back. You pedaled it up front.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was... I guess we'll have to Google it. But it had like a wheel up front where you would pedal, but you didn't have handlebars. What happened was it had a stick like at your hip on either side, and you steered the back two wheels that were kind of behind you. It's almost like a tripod looking thing. But yeah, it was a big wheel though.
But
you could spin out on the thing. Oh man, when I got a big wheel or a green machine, I was like, look out, I'm going to, because we just smash our big wheels into each other. It was crazy.
Oh yeah, I do remember the green machine. Now that you say that, how you kind of steer it from the back. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was like having a tank. Well, it was good times. Well, Wade, hey, Merry Christmas and have a good one up in Nebraska, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling in.
Same to you. Thanks, Mike. See you Marathon weekend.
All right, see you then. Bye-bye. All right. Bye. Oh, man, that's what this is all about there, right there. The green machine. That's right. I had a green machine. We had those big wheels. You'd ride that big wheel, too. For kids that don't know, Google these things. But the big wheel, you'd ride, you know, on the street until you got a flat spot on your front tire from skidding out. Because I remember one of mine would go, da-dum, 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 because it got a flat tire because we'd just slide around on them. We tore those things up because, of course, you know, that was back in the day where on our street on Friday nights, everybody would go home to watch the Dukes of Hazzard. And then you came out after the show was over and tried to jump your bicycles over, you know, ramps and crash your big wheels like they did on the show. It was a nut. The 80s were kind of crazy. All right, so give us a call, 407-413-9395. What gift from your childhood do you remember still? And, you know, you have fond memories of Mike with his bazooka, Wade with his big wheel. And what are your traditions? I like that. You know, they would open their, I guess you could call them, necessary gifts first, you know, the old socks, underwear, undershirt, stuff like that, clothes. I remember when I was a kid, you know, and I guess a lot of kids do. Well, Mallory likes clothes. That's, I guess, because she's a girl. But when my cousins and I would get clothes for Christmas, we'd try to be polite about it. But it would be like, oh, where are the toys? You know, we always wanted something to play with, something to build, something to ride. You know, clothes were fine. But I remember one year I got a Neil Lomax football Cardinals jersey, and that was awesome, number 15. Shame the Cardinals aren't here anymore, but yeah, it's fun. All right, we're getting a lot of Big Wheel love in the chat. Yeah, Andrea says the Big Wheel was the best. Corinne says the Green Machine was just awesome in all caps. You're right, it was. Let's see. Carol says Christmas story and some skiing on the slopes at home here in Alaska. So thanks for listening up in Alaska, Carol. And boy, can't do a lot of skiing in Missouri, but we do have a ski resort that's actually a golf course in the summertime. And they put snow on it in the winter. Of course, little bitty hills, but it's skiing for us here in St. Louis. Uh-oh. And Derek says, Amazon still has a Huffy Green Machine. I don't know if it'll work for somebody at 6'3", but hey, man, that could be my cross-training day. And it's only $89.99. All right, let me make my list to Santa. This Green Machine. I'm telling you, boy, if you had a Green Machine, you ruled the street, maybe the entire subdivision. It was nuts. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Call in with your Christmas memories. The more calls we get, the better the show is going to be, because we want to make this all about you guys and have this to pass down and for all of us to take as we go on our holiday travels here this last weekend before the big holiday. And of course, we got New Year's coming up. So not too long till 2019. And then as soon as the calendar flips over to 2019, we have Marathon Weekend 2019 down at Walt Disney World, the second weekend of the year, where a lot of us will be running 5, 10Ks, half marathons, full marathons. We are going to have an awesome time. I can't wait. So hopefully everybody's training is going well and you're having a good time there. All right, 407-413-9395. Give us a call. We need another call here on the line. And see, Julie says in the chat, her best Christmas gift was a Barbie camper. I know Barbies were big. My sister got a lot of Barbies. She got the, trying to think, because my sister is 4 years younger than I am. She got a Barbie, I want to say it was like a Corvette. And is that not the ride that in the movie Gremlins, one of the Gremlins was riding? I think so. Yeah, she had a Corvette. But yeah, that was her big gift. Trying to get some of these other, let's see. Julie says she also started collecting the Disney collectible ornaments in the early 90s. And it's just, she can't put her Disney tree up this year because she got a puppy, which I could imagine that. But yeah, and how many of you guys have Disney trees? Because I see these all the time. Jim Tucker, my good buddy who always listens to the show down in Huntsville, Alabama, he has a tree that he has, instead of garland, you know, the shiny garland that goes around the tree, he has made a chain of magic bands, which is pretty interesting looking, because, you know, you can make a pattern out of those magic bands. But I mean, magic bands would make a nice Christmas decoration. I'm just too lazy to take them off the mic boom, or I'd have plenty too. And see, Jacob says, I don't have a Christmas tree because I'm never home for Christmas, but I always make an elaborate Christmas village. This year, his village is a mini Disney World. Jacob, you got to take a picture of that. I got to see that. That is so cool. Like I said earlier in the show, I talked about how my dad had to clean out my grandpa's house. And one of the things that I always treasured was my grandpa built this elaborate city out of two Lionel trains back in the night. I think it was my dad and uncle's 10th Christmas present. So that would have been in the late 1950s, early 1960s. My dad has given me the entire train set. So I have two locomotives, two cabooses, all the cars, probably about 20 cars, you know, the little railroad crossing sign that lights up when the train goes by, goes up and down, the conductor house where the conductor walks out, waves the flag, goes back, drops barrels, you know, those cars that drop barrels in and out. It's an amazing set. So I'm working on getting that, you know, cleaned up and fixed up. But I treasure that because I remember seeing that even the little locomotive puffs, you put these little pellets in and it goes poof, 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 and smoke comes out of it. It's got lights and everything. So, Yeah, working on those Lionel trains. I don't know much about them, but that's kind of my next thing. I'm trying to figure all that stuff out. So did you have a train when you were a kid? That's another thing you could write in. I did. I had the skinny little train when I was a kid, the Santa Fe, the red one, silver locomotive. But this is like the big daddy. This is the big, thick track. I think it's called 026 from my research. So what did you have, as far as your decorations? Give us a call, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. We're going to go for a few more minutes, so get in your calls now. You can also share your memories here on Facebook in the comments, and we'll read those here on the show. So I want to hear in the comments. We got a lot of folks listening on Mixlr and a lot of folks in the Facebook live chat. What was that gift you got when you were a kid? What was it? Another thing that I remember that my sister got, looking back, is a child of the 80s, that grew up in the 80s, was my sister got one of those Cabbage Patch dolls. Oh, mercy. I remember that going around with my mom to, we had stores in St. Louis called, well, we still have Target, but it wasn't like as fancy back when I was a kid. It was just kind of like a store. And we had a comparable store next to it called Venture, which was like a Target. And we went back and forth for like a week or two looking for a Cabbage Patch doll. You could not find them. Well, one night I was there with my mom. We were just at the store. I want to say it was probably late, like on a Friday night, Saturday night. I don't know. I can't remember. I was probably only 7 or 8, maybe 9. But they had a delivery truck come in, and they had Cabbage Patch dolls on them. So they brought in this box of Cabbage Patch dolls into the store. I remember it was the back corner of the store. People were going crazy, just knocking each other over. As a little kid, I had never seen anything in my life like this. It was just ridiculous. But somehow my mom ended up with a Cabbage Patch doll, and that's what my daughter got sister got that year. It was crazy. So what was it? Did you ever get any gifts like that? Now, see, I know some folks got like Nintendos. I was a little, I had the Commodore 64, which I really, really loved. And then for years after that, I would get things that would go with the Commodore 64. So I get a disk drive or, a bigger disk drive or a modem or, a monitor or something like that, or software. So I was kind of a nerd and a geek back when I was a kid. And now it's okay because it's kind of cool to like that stuff. I always had a good time running a BBS on my computer, so it was a lot of fun. See here. Another cool gift that my brother got. He got a monorail in the 1970s. Woo, that's what Julie said. That's pretty sweet. Carol says she loved her Barbie Corvette. Yes! See, my sister had that too, and I know that was in Gremlins. I know it was. It had to have been, right? Wasn't that what Gizmo was riding around in? I think so. All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Alfred says his gift was an Atari 6400 with Pac-Man. I don't remember the 6400. I remember the 2600 and the 5200 and the 7800, but Pac-Man on the Atari is a whole nother show. We could talk about that. It was fun. I remember playing that for days, weeks with my buddy Ryan, who lived across the street, and it didn't look anything like the video game, but of course it was an Atari. It wasn't going to look as nice as the arcade version, but man, I still remember that sound, that mar, 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 as you went around the course. Oh, so much fun. We didn't, you didn't need a lot when you were a kid. It kept you entertained. Kids now have too much. Like, you can talk to people across the world right there on your iPad. It doesn't even faze them. It's crazy. And Andrea says in the Facebook chat, I remember every year, she says, this was in the 80s, my sister and I poring through the Sears wish book and marking the pages of everything we wanted. Every year we marked the kids' soda fountain, but never got it. No, tell me it's not true, Andrea. You know what? The Sears wish book, and I think JCPenney's had one too. That's one of the traditions. Again, my grandparents must have really been into Christmas, because I remember we'd always go over to grandma's house after church on Sundays. So we all went to the same church, and after church, grandma would leave. I don't know how that worked, because she was like the most saintly person I knew in my life. But she would go back, and miss the church service. We had 3 services, so maybe she went earlier. But she would go back and make lunch so that when the rest of us, when church got out at noon, we'd drive home and lunch would be ready. We'd all have lunch at grandma's house. But anyway, as Christmas came around, that's the same thing. We all got the Sears wish book and the JCPenney wish book, and we got a color. So I don't know how we determined who had what color, but like maybe I'd have red and we would circle the things that we wanted, you know, that we hoped to get for Christmas. You know, and mine would be red, my sister's might be blue, my cousin's might be this or that. And that's how grandma shopped, I guess. You know, like she knew exactly what we wanted. She'd go through the wish book, you know, see, oh, well, this is what Mike wants, this is what Jill wants, this is what Chris wants, Derek wants. Yeah, the wish book. And you know what's interesting about the wish book, too, is that Amazon, who put all these places out of business, Amazon this year came out with something that was just like a wish book. Did you guys get that in the mail? I did. The only thing that was missing, here's the difference between the wish book in the 1980s and the Amazon wish book that came out this year in 2018. One, no prices, because the prices are so fluid when it comes to Amazon. But also, instead of having the price, it had a QR code. So you take your smartphone, boop, you zap what you want. It takes you right to the website. You can order it in one click. You're done. How crazy is that? So 2018 compared to when we were kids. Things were so simple. Also, I don't know why I remember this, but I remember getting in my stocking. I got, and I love this thing. And it was probably the cheapest thing ever, probably from like a dollar type store, probably Woolworths or Walgreens or something. It was a little like handheld game. Now, it wasn't electronic, though. It was filled with water and it had little rings in it. And you had to, like, you know, you had these buttons you would push. And what it would basically do is, like, kind of poof air into the water and make bubbles. And those little light rings would float up, you know, up, up. And you had to kind of land them on pegs. And you, the trick was to land all the rings on the pegs without, you know, knocking the ones that were already on the pegs loose when you shot the water. I love those games. I think I even had another one that was like basketball. But that was like the video games of my childhood. Okay, 407-413-9395. Megan, give us a call. Somebody's asking in the chat here, so do give us a call. Let me get this popped up on the screen. Sorry about that. Yeah, because I'm kind of yakking on. But these, it's kind of, you know, hey, kind of hear my Christmas memories. We're sharing them in the chat. See, Bridget says, one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less, she always wanted an easy bake oven. Every year for about 4 years, my grandmother gave me one, and every year my mom said it was broken and took it back to the store. What? My sister got one of those too. I remember eating one of the cakes that she made because it came with, I guess, a little cake set. I remember it was like that big. It was like the size of a cupcake. That was so gross because I don't know if like she didn't hook it up right or didn't make it right, but it was all mushy. It wasn't even done in the middle. It was like soup, but it was like chocolate soup. Oh, so gross. All right, people, Jessica's remembering that game. Alfred says he remembers that game with the water and the rings. Grandma got me that one, too. That was my mom's mom. I remember got me that one. Grandma Eileen Mason. That was a good time. So I appreciate you guys hanging with us here to talk about this stuff. Hey, who's joining us next on the show?
Hello?
Yes. Is this Megan?
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think I got a good connection.
Oh, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Oh, you can. Okay, yes. Well, I'm calling you from our fifth family Christmas tradition.
Oh, nice. I'll tell you, man, this is so meta.
my family and I go every year to Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, for their Christmas town celebration in the park.
So how is
that? And that's where we are tonight.
So tell us, as I know you want to get back to your family, but how is that? I've always wondered because I've been to Busch Gardens, Tampa, but never been to Williamsburg.
Well, I can't compare it too much because I've never been to Busch Gardens, Tampa before. but I grew up here at Busch Gardens, Williamsburg. This is where my family always went when I was a kid. And they started Christmas Town 10 years ago, and my husband and I went to the very first one. And we've been back every year since for the last 10 years. And it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger every year. So there's so much to do. And we started taking our boys. We have triplet 6-year-old boys.
Oof.
And we started taking them for the first time when they were 5 months old. And they've been back every year since.
So is it like a kind of a colonial Christmas feel to it?
It's not actually. No, even though it's in Williamsburg, they have the whole park is themed to different countries in Europe. So Germany and France and Italy and Ireland. So it's just, I guess, kind of like Christmas around the world.
Nice. It's almost like a miniature Epcot experience there in Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of is. There's a little bit less of the edutainment aspect, but but the buildings and all that stuff, you know, are all themed, you know, for different places around the world. So
well, that sounds so cool.
It's pretty cool, but it's it's fun.
But before I let you go and let you get back to your family, and I sure appreciate you calling in. That's so awesome. Looking back on your childhood, what was that one gift that sticks out after all these years?
Oh, geez. Wow. I think probably, and it probably dates it a little bit, but the year my sister and I got Super Nintendo.
Oh, yes.
For Christmas. Because we wanted it, and we told our mom we wanted it, and she swore up and down that they were sold out everywhere, and there was no way in the world we were ever going to be able to get it. And she already had it wrapped up in the house.
I know.
So we were for sure we were never going to get it, and then we opened it on Christmas morning, and we were just over the moon.
There's really nothing like that feeling of when you were a child and you got that gift that you thought was unattainable. You know, it was pure joy. And I think now as parents, when we're on the other side of it, that's really what we want to give our kids. That's pretty cool.
Yes, I agree.
Well, hey, you go have a good time with those triplets, and thank you so much for calling in. Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man, they probably have their hands full there with triplets. Woo! Yeah, that's so funny. That was. When you were a kid and you got that gift that you thought, you know, I was pretty pragmatic when I was a kid. Even when I was younger, you know, I'd try to ask for stuff that I thought was something that was... you know, Santa could bring or my parents could afford. And, you know, when you got something that was kind of like, it was like a wish, but you knew you probably wouldn't get it. You just, you kind of freaked out. It was awesome. I remember one year I got Frogger for the Atari 2600. Man, I was living when it was the Parker Brothers Frogger. I still remember that. And so much fun. Mark Yerkes, one of my buddies up in Chicago, says his favorite gift was the Mattel handheld football games. I will tell you a story about that one because I know we're getting short on time. We're getting ready to let you go here on a Friday. But we got that game as well. My dad became addicted to that game. And looking back on it, there were just like little lights. Like it wasn't even football players. They were like little dashes. And I think the guy who had the ball was just a flashing dash. And everybody else was just a regular dash. And you go up and down and forward and backwards. And yeah, so when I was a kid, I had asthma pretty serious asthma, and I had to go to the pediatrician, I think, 3 times a week to get injections for severe allergies. So I get these allergy shots 3 times a week, and you get a shot, and you'd have to wait a half an hour to see if you had a reaction or something. You have to wait in the lobby. So I remember spending half my childhood in the pediatrician's office. My dad had that game and would play it over and over and over. And when you scored a touchdown, they go, do-do-do-do-do. I still remember that to this day. And we had a good time playing. I used to play against them. Boy, it was so fun. Those little handhelds, kind of our childhood. What I always wanted, which I never got, two things, real quick. There was like a miniature little Pac-Man machine, kind of like those handheld machines. It was like a little tabletop. It looked like the old Pac-Man cabinet, but it had a little joystick on it. And just little, you know, LED lights on the inside. Not LED, but whatever they were, LCD lights, whatever they were. That was kind of fun. And also... I'm such a nerd. I wanted a Pac-Man watch. There was like watches that had the little Pac-Man game on it. Now I probably had like a Casio watch back in the day. I was high styling. But yeah, I always wanted the Pac-Man watch, you know, so I pictured myself, you know, instead of, you know, maybe sitting in third grade, instead of learning stuff over at North County Christian School where I went to school, maybe I could play Pac-Man all day. And yeah, probably wasn't going to work very well either. So, there you go. Mark's going to bring it on the cruise this summer. Yes, we are going to play football as we sail away to Castaway Key. That'll be I'm going to look on eBay. I have got to find one. That was so much fun. And it's so funny because back then that was like, oh man, this is so cool. But it was all in your imagination because all it was dashes that were blinking and dashes that were not blinking. There was no football players. And there was nothing that even looked like a football. But we thought it was in our mind, and it was so much fun. All right, we're going to wrap this up here. We can take one more call, though, if you want. We'll leave the phone lines open here for one or two more minutes. 407-413-9395. Katie in the chat also mentions, as a kid, she was always looking at the Sears wish book. I know, that was the greatest thing. And you know you can go online nowadays and find that. It is online. So if you want a trip down memory lane to see the pictures, the descriptions, the pricing of all these things, which they would be a steal nowadays, but yeah, it's fun to look back at that. Another place we used to shop, too, when I was probably in middle school, that I used to love, which no longer exists, Service Merchandise. We had one of those by our house, and that was kind of an interesting store because it was different than Target in that I guess you could consider it a catalog store. So you would go up there, You basically got their catalog, and you would find what you wanted in their catalog. You would go to the store, and they might have one thing on display, and then you would get a little ticket, and it would come out on a belt in the back of the store. That's how you get it. It was so cool. Like, there was so much anticipation waiting for your item to come down the belt. That's where I got a lot of my Commodore stuff. All right, I think we got our last caller. It is my good buddy Mark up in Chicago. Mark, how you doing tonight?
Good. How are you, Mike? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, you got me going there with that handheld football game. My dad would burn through the 9 volts on that thing.
Exactly. Just a little red LED light.
Yeah, it's so, but the thing was, as simple as that game was, I am not kidding. We played that thing for hours, hours and hours.
Oh, yeah. Eventually you'd wear the buttons out.
Yes, I think all the writing was off the buttons. That's right. I wish I could find that. Oh, because I still remember the molded plastic around the play field was almost like a little stadium seating.
Kind of thing. Stadium, yeah, exactly.
That's so crazy.
They re-released them a few years ago.
I gotta find it.
But I still have my original one. I'll have to find it and I'll bring it on the cruise.
That is so fun. So tell me some of the memories you're looking back on, like traditions you guys had, or maybe a gift from your childhood, besides the old handheld that stick out to you.
Yeah, I was thinking of listening, and I was thinking back on all those toys. And that one of I vividly remember getting this. One of my favorite gifts of all was clothes, actually, which like you as a kid, you don't want the clothes, right? You want the toys. But my aunt got me one of those Bears, almost like a college jacket with the vinyl sleeves, the orange vinyl sleeves.
Oh, yeah, the Letterman's jacket, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that was, I wore that thing till it literally fell apart.
I remember when I was in elementary school, I went to a little private school. There was one grade for every, there was one class for every grade, until the younger kids for me, there were two classes for every grade. But we got to get a little screen print jacket that said North County Christian Crusaders. When I got that thing, I was the same way. I wore that thing till the it just fell apart. The writing was gone because it was screened on. I wore it so long. I love it. It's so funny looking back, though, because it was it was your team. That Letterman's jacket for the Bears was your team. That was my school. And I'm still kind of that way. I love wearing podcast stuff because that's my family. Those are my friends. I love that stuff.
Yeah, and back then it was your team. It was the local team. You didn't wear, now, everybody wears teams from all over. Back then it was a Chicago team. You lived in Chicago, you followed a Chicago team.
That's right. That's right. You're so right. So now you were also, I think you're kind of like me in that you're, somebody that enjoys, computers and stuff like that. You work in that field. Did you like me, really enjoy getting the video games, the electronics for Christmas? Like I said, the Commodore 64 and the Atari 2600 are probably my two favorite gifts ever.
See, and I'm a little bit older than you. I'm almost 10 years older than you. So I was a little older at that time. So for me, the video games were later in my 20s and 30s, was when I started getting video games. I can remember getting the Atari 2600, but I don't think we got that for Christmas. But, we might get a new game for that, back in the early 80s. But back when I was a kid, those little handheld games were the first kind of electronics that we had.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. We are going to have a good time on the crew. We'll be the only two guys sitting there playing, 1979 electronic football on the cruise. But,
Yeah, they'll be kicking us out of the pool deck at midnight.
We'll do that after the tequila tasting. That'll make it even more exciting.
Oh, there you go.
Well, Mark, hey, happy.
I do have one other thing. So a more recent tradition of mine. I started a few years ago. I started making, and I'm the one that cooks our Christmas Day lasagna. So I usually cook on Christmas Eve, and while I'm doing it, I always listen to the BOGP podcast of you guys giving each other your gifts.
And that's coming for Christmas Eve. We'll have it out there for you.
I'm looking forward to it. You know where I'll be.
Okay, that's going to be Monday's show because Monday is Christmas Eve. So, that's why we're kind of working things. I know it's kind of screwy here as we wrap up 2018 with schedules and travel and stuff like that, but some traditions have to stay. So while you're making that lasagna, have us on. We'd appreciate that.
Will do.
All right. Well, hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we'll see you real soon, Mark. Good talking to you.
All right. Good talking to you. Take care.
All right. Take care. All right, love this stuff. All right, 407-413-9395. Anybody else wants to call in? We can get one more call in if you want. This is your last chance. Amy's mentioning she loved getting her Atari, Qbert and Pac-Man. Qbert was a hard game on the Atari. I remember getting that game. But I think I found out listening to that podcast I talked about at the top of the show, Ferg's podcast, you had to turn your joystick like 45 degrees, and then it would work out because of how those cubes were. But interesting. And Corinne says you can still get those handhelds. So I'm going to have to check that out. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. We appreciate you so much for calling in, for sharing the memories in the Facebook live chat, checking us out on Mixler as well. We just appreciate you being a part of the Be Our Guest podcast family. We know we had lots of friends that celebrated Hanukkah last week, so I hope you had a great celebration. I know I talked to some of my friends, and they said it was great. Christmas is around the corner. Hopefully you have a great Christmas with, you know, surrounded by friends and family that you love. And of course, we have New Year's and New Year's Eve coming up here in the next week or two. We just want you to have the best 2019 ever, but thank you for an amazing 2018 here on the podcast. We try to always have a show for you. We always try to make it worth your time, and we're going to do that even more moving into 2019. So don't forget today's podcast brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel, and they just say a huge thank you for your support in 2018. And I want to personally say thank you to all my clients who allowed me to be a part of their Disney vacations over the past year. You're helping me live my dream. You're helping me take care of my family, and I'm always going to give you the best service possible. So when it comes time for the next Disney destination trip, just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free no-obligation quote form, and let them know you heard about them here on the show, and you and I are going to be working together planning a great, awesome, spectacular Disney vacation in 2019. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, and we've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, and of course, you can check us out on YouTube as well. YouTube.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, it's time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. I know it's a busy, hectic one, but slow down. Enjoy the season. It's going to be over before you know it. These are the best days. The few days leading up to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, this is kind of what it's all about. So turn on some Christmas carols. Remember, we're going to be back with you on Monday, but it's not going to be a trip report. It's going to be live from the Be Our Guest Podcast Studios on Christmas Eve as we have the annual traditional holiday exchange as we exchange our gifts, Ricky, Pam, and I. So you either love that show or you hate it, I'm sure, but we have a good time doing it because we're kind of fools. So until we get together on Christmas Eve here in the Be Our Guest Podcast Studios, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Friday. Have a great weekend, but whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.